Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, here we go. We got jokes today from Jane Siebert in New Jersey. And Corrine Principe listens to us. And Michael Lake in Bradley, Illinois does. And another Brad driving a truck is listening to us as he's driving from Ohio to Minneapolis. Dave Carr is listening today in Canada. And Leo is in Oak Brook. And Kayla Tully is in Genoa. Jeff Schultz sent us a joke from the Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin. And Doreen La Criola. And Jill Dugan sent another joke in. You remember Jill, right? She was that listener who yesterday said, "I hope this is an okay way to submit a joke. I couldn't find a text number that I thought would go to the right place. I think most people text in their jokes because you always read the area code. So just in case you pick my joke, I'm in Skokie with a 773. And I have to credit my friend Randy, who told me that joke Friday night around a campfire. We're like, Jill, stop. Just give us the joke. Well, she sent us another note. "Hey, John Williams," she says, "and team, I love that you read my email on the air. I'm so flattered, but you didn't actually read the joke that I sent in. You read somebody else's joke. Was my joke too inappropriate? And if the joke you did attribute to me now wins on Friday and someone else sent it in, then I'll have a real moral dilemma to deal with, won't I? Could you read my joke eventually so that it can be considered for a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug? And if I won, I'd really like it to be legit. Signed again, Jill." Jill, I want you to stop listening to Speed Jokes, okay? Here we go. Big celebration at my house last night. I completed the 28th and final chapter of my soon-to-be-released book, How to Write a Short Story. By the way, could anybody recommend a publisher? Andy, did I tell you that once I was eaten by an elephant, I was actually in its stomach?
How did you escape?
I just ran and ran and ran around until I was pooped out. A man on a tractor passed me on a back road yesterday and yelled, "The end is nigh."
Who was that guy?
I think it was Farmer Geddon. Why didn't the spaghetti get a perm? Because it would look too silly. Yesterday, we told a couple of jokes about the Great Lakes from the Regina Dominican High School student ambassadors. Well, today, Carrie Sunloff of Apple Valley, Minnesota, writes in to say, "Your Great Lakes jokes were kind of eerie, and if you want to argue with me about that, you're on." Not to brag, Andy, but I went into another room last night and actually remembered why I went in there.
Congratulations. Why did you go into that room?
What room? I got arrested yesterday for walking out of the Art Institute with a painting. I'm really confused. I asked the security guard if I could take a picture. He said yes. I'm writing a book on how tornadoes and hurricanes develop.
What do you got so far?
Rough draft. Our therapist told us to share any annoying habits the other person has.
And how'd that go?
Well, not well, Andy. Brenda said that her things were this and that, and then I did a PowerPoint presentation, and she got really upset. So if you can see in this next slide. According to graph two, if you see me talking to myself, just move along, everybody. I'm self-employed, and that's a staff meeting. Alone again. That's me.